أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورفع أبويه على العرش وخضوا له سجدا وقال يا أبتي هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 100 of Surah Yusuf. Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam called for his father, invited him to Egypt. The father and the family responded and they come to Egypt. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam raised, seated his parents on the throne. وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And they all fell into prostration. Here Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam showed the honor that he would have to show to his parents. And of course, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he raised them onto the arsh, onto the throne, and they went into prostration. Understand that in the sharia of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sharia of Islam, every form of ibadat, every form of worship, whatever the intent be for another human, is not permissible. Whether it is as an ibadat, whether it is a token of respect, all of that is not permissible in the shariat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, ulama have stated that in the previous shariat, tokens of respect which were similar to ibadat, but it was not ibadat, it was for the intention of respect, then that was permissible, like bowing down to another human being as a token of honor and respect was permissible. So here, as far as those shariats were concerned, there was permissibility. As far as the shariat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the simple rule is shirk and everything that leads to shirk is not permissible. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that the sajda was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although it was in the direction of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِي هَذَا تَغْوِيرُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam addresses his father and he says, O my beloved father, this is the interpretation of my dream that I had seen before. The sun, the moon, the 11 stars all making sajda to me. And here is the interpretation of this dream. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it true. Allah had made it truthful. This is the day that you had been waiting for. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought this day to us. Now can we understand that this would have been some very emotional moments? Over 40 years, Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was separated from his father. Father had become blind, unknown. One is to lose a son that had passed on, you know that he passed away. One is to miss a son, he is missing, you do not know whether the person is living or not living. We speak about closure. And here Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam goes through this entire period of time. It would have been an emotional time. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam needed to do a lot of catching up with his father with regards to the various aspects of his life, being thrown into the well, being then sold by his own brothers at a very meager price as a slave, then sold in the slave market of Egypt, being seduced by the wife of the Aziz, and then being put into prison without any justice whatsoever, and so to say forgotten. All of that supposed to have been spoken about But Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam speaks about that part and he says, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. My Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed a great favor upon me. He made a great ihsan upon me when my Allah had taken me out from the prison. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ. And my Allah had brought you from the village. You were living a life of total difficulty insofar as the material world was concerned. It is narrated that when Yehuda had placed that kurta of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam on the face of Yaqub alayhi salam, norm and practice of that time was that when a bringer of glad tidings comes, then something is given to that person. But Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son Yehuda that I ought to have given you something, but you know for 7 days there has not been any bread in our house. But nonetheless, I would make dua for you that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes you to leave this world in a state of iman. So that was also a great ni'mat of Allah, that Allah brought you away from those difficulties that you were suffering in Kanaan, and now you came to Misr. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After shaitan had created dissension between me and my brothers, now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam does not speak about the malice, the hatred of his brothers, but he brings about this issue of shaitan that was creating all of this so that the brothers do not feel bad. And ulama said this was the height of akhlaq of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, that he did not want to mention the incident of the well and all of that that surrounded the incident of the well, because his brothers would have not felt good about it. Inna Rabbi latiful lima yasha. And now the very important lesson for all of us is that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam says that certainly my Rabb is latif. My Rabb is very subtle in his planning. The planning of my Allah is such that I would not understand and no one will understand how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought me from the depths of that well right up to the throne of Egypt. That has been the planning of my Allah. And obviously in that planning, there was difficult days, difficult moments. But I went through all of that. Lima yasha. Allah is subtle in his planning, in whatever Allah Ta'ala so desires. Innahu huwa al-alimul hakim. And certainly Allah, he is al-alim. He is all-knowing, al-hakim. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all wise. And again, this leaves us with very many lessons. But the two important lessons here is that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam does not mention difficulties. He mentions the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If only we can bring that into our lives. And secondly, we need to understand the planner is Allah, and Allah will plan what is best for us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.